Sunday that we can celebrate you here, as the pastor said before, to enforce you. So thank you, Lord. And I also specially give you thanks for choosing me to share your word to your people. You know, I'm eloquent, I have a heavy mouth, but in your Holy Spirit, I really believe that you can open my mouth so I can preach your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The theme today is hospitality. In this summer, I went to the southeast of Madagascar, called Fort Dauphin, for my field work. This city is a tourist region. Fast means I thought that I could find easily a hotel for my stay. Unfortunately, this is not the case. My informant told me that I have to stay with her house because the field is in the village, not in the city. And the village took 2 hours by bus and 7 hours on foot from the national road. And she also added that I have to cross a river around 1 meter high. And I stay with her family during 3 weeks. And I have a surprise. In the night after the devotion, before I left this family, the father, the mother, and the children of this house told me that they are so pleased because of my journey. For them, I am not a researcher, they said. I am the messenger of God who enlightened their life and strengthened their faith on Jesus and encouraged them to be a good disciple of Jesus. When I heard that, I was so surprised and touched, even I cried. Because for me, I am a simple researcher. I even neglected that I am a female theologian because of the rule of my research. But this family received me as a messenger from God and reminded me the word of God in Hebrew 13 verse 2, which is our scripture today. What is Christian hospitality? Christian hospitality is a quality of love that the Christian shows to the strangers in a warm, friendly, and generous according to the God's scripture or God's commandments. This love is not a general love of humankind that even people who are not believers can do that. This is the love of brothers and sisters, as the writer of Hebrews said in the verse 1 in this chapter. And this love is rooted in Jesus Christ, his love toward us, and his grace. The writer of Hebrews exhorted us to do hospitality by reflecting what Sarah and Abraham did in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 15. In Genesis 18, Abraham was welcoming freemen from another country or sphere. And he never met those people before. But what did he do? He gave them water of washing their feet, gave them rest until they prepared food from them, and after they got strength. He entertained these free men, therefore he has a blessing from God. Her wife will have a baby next year after. It is the same in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 24. Elijah came to the widow of Zarephath to seek shelter or refuge from the famine. This woman fed Elijah and hosted him into her house with her little economy. But at the end of the story, she recognized that Elijah is a man of God, and her son and she have enough food for everyday life during the famine time. The lesson we can draw from these two stories is, first, there is two types of host family in the world. First, the rich like Abraham, and the second, the poor like the widow. And there is also two types of guests, one like the free man who do not ask for help, and the other is who needs help like Elijah. In our everyday life, we also met these different types of guests around us. But what did you do to them? Did you recognize them, or do you neglect them? The second lesson is, we also can learn that the love that Abraham's and the widow's families shown through the hospitality was not only shared for the guest, rather, they shared it to God. And finally, by doing hospitality, both Abraham's and widow's families were welcoming God to their house and receive God's blessings. So here, the writer of the book of Hebrews reminds us not to forget to entertain the stranger in order to show our love to our God. We are the Son of God through Jesus' death and resurrection. And Paul strictly emphasized in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, Christians are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. As followers of Christ, we emulate his love and compassion when we show hospitality, not only to the fellow Christians, but even more to the strangers. In fact, we honor God when we are kind to the need, according to Proverbs. As Jesus said, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, according to Luke. Christ also taught us the second greatest commandment, to love our neighbor as yourself, in Matthew chapter 20. And the parable of the Good Samaritan, also in Luke, teaches us that neighbor has nothing to do with geographic, citizen, or race. Wherever and whenever people need us, there we can be neighbors and let Christ show mercy. This is the sense of hospitality. Hospitality is still an important part of Christian ministry. By serving others, we serve Christ and we promote the spread of God's truth. To sum up, I would like to share my recent experience on this matter. Yesterday, some friends from Madagascar asked me to help them while I was preparing this sermon because my habit is like this. Once I know that I will preach the gospel, I prepare it in this time until Saturday. And on Saturday, I make a sermon. But the previous days, I read books and so on. And when I prepared this sermon, one of my friends from Madagascar called me and asked me help. Then I have to choose, what should I do? to continue my sermon or to help them. Then I thought that God wanted me first to apply the lesson before I preach this gospel to you. Accordingly, I stopped my preparation and I helped them. And even this is a kind of disturbing time for my concentration. But thanks be to God, I finally finished my sermon. But at the evening, God also test me if I really understand what does hospitality means in my life. I invited one of my friends from Madagascar who lived in Oslo, but she's here, and we have dinner together. It is Malagasy dinner. And in the middle of the dinner, one of my friends who called me in the morning, called me again. "Where are you?" I said, "I am in my room with my friends." "Are you still eating dinner?" I said, "Yes, we are still eating. So can we go there because I'm hungry?" And they said, "Okay, you may come." And she came. And when she saw the food, and she said, "Oh, it's so delicious. I will call someone else to have this dinner with you." And then we share two meals for seven people. Yeah, that is the experience that I faced before. And I will close the sermon. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Glory to God Almighty. Amen.